Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everybody one more time Hare Krishna Oh Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Wow! Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Clapping. So, Hare Krishna, I want to greet all of you affectionately who take care or to observe this Gaura meditation. Although it's such good weather, as you can see, we have moved from the temple room of the Dharma Castle out into the park. We already saw cats and storks and all kinds of wildlife who has come closer in the lockdown period to the human habitations. There will be a lot of nature sounds here. And a lot of mosquitoes. So we can feel the presence of Shida Mayapur at least by connecting or struggling with these residents of the Holy Dam, the mosquitoes. I would like to start this Gora meditation today by saying how it's an absolute pleasure for me to prepare for these once a month presentations. For me, Gora meditation is a sadhana, a spiritual practice in which I come closer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has a very special role in this age of Kali. It is said that a king, when he returns after a victorious campaign to his kingdom, he has people distributing on both sides of the road golden coins, silver coins, copper points, coins, without making any differentiation who is qualified or not qualified to receive this wealth. No, he is there on his elephant, riding through the streets, left and right. People shout his glories, and his ministers or generals or whoever distribute with both hands this wealth. And Jiva Goswami gives this analogy to describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift. He says, the coins made out of gold and silver are sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti. But sometimes the king also distributes a rare jewel, and this corresponds to prema bhakti, the mood of total love. So without making any of these fine distinctions, the point here is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the fruits of our sadhana without us necessarily earning these fruits by our own activities. It is given, it is distributed. And by doing something like these Gora meditations or talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or simply being mindful about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through our lives, we are in contact with this unconditional giving of bhakti. I have done I do a little practice. I must say, I do it at this moment when I remember it, and I want to increase it. And that is, when I go to bed in the minutes before falling asleep, I meditate about Lord Chaitanya. I keep his image, his golden image, in the core of my heart. And I hope, or I can see already, how he accompanies me through these 6, 7, 8 hours in which I'm resting. I want to have this presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more in my heart, and therefore these Gora meditations and observing the Gora Leela helps me to come to this very wonderful level of my spiritual life. And I hope that as I share this with you, that all of you will come closer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and with it will find their spiritual lives much more easy. They will find it much more easy possible to conquer the inner obstacles which are there for those of us who are still conditioned souls, and that could be a good majority of those who attend this. Good. So today we will continue to accompany Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his journeys through South India. There was a pattern that whenever he arrived at a temple, he would look at the deity, and as it is said, he would become mad with ecstasy. he would display these highest forms of love of Krishna, which would attract even kings to his side. I want to read to you something from the Chaitanya Bhagavat that helps you to understand a little bit how even kings were drawn to his side, because they knew when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in these ecstatic states, he would give the gift of ecstasy to everyone. So there was this one king, Prataparudra, who wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu said, as a sannyasi, I do not associate with kings and with women, because I wish to keep myself separate from money and sense enjoyment. So the king had to hide. He was somewhere out of sight when he watched the Lord's dance. He had never seen such wonder before, the text says. Streams of tears incessantly flowed from the Lord's eyes, and his body manifested shivering, perspiring. His hairs were standing on end, and at every moment he changed colors. Sometimes he was red, sometimes he was pale or white, and maybe there were other purple colors. Then the Lord fell so forcefully to the ground that there was not a single person who was not frightened. The next moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped from the ground and roared, so that the king Prataparudra, who was a little distance away, had to cover his eardrums with his hands. It was at that time that the Lord cried so intensely in separation from Krishna that Prataparudra, from his hiding place, could see a stream of tears flowing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes. So in this way, these very uncommon signs of divinely inspired ecstasy were visible on the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and those who saw him either showing these signs of ecstasy or seeing him dancing were moved for the rest of their lives. I once saw a person in divine ecstasy, and it was contagious. It was in Mayapur when Srila Prabhupada fell in ecstasy while singing Jaya Radha Madhava, and he just sat there more or less like a still picture and cried such beautiful tears. And as I watched, I became, I don't know how to say it, I became so moved that for the rest of my life I'm impacted. There was another godbrother of mine there. His Holiness Bhakti Bhai Bhava Maharaj, and he described just a few days ago how this impacted him. He said that afterwards he looked at the pictures and the deities, and for the first time in his life he looked, so to say, through the pictures. They were for him windows into another dimension, and he said Krishna seemed to move, Krishna seemed to speak, Krishna was alive. He was more real than I am. Real. So this is what this vision is, clearly what a personality who is in ecstasy has. His eyes open like windows, and which had been closed with a curtain, and he sees something which ordinary people do not see, and which impacts and influences him so much that he can only respond in dancing, shouting, roaring like a lion, crying with a lot of tears, etc. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was constantly in this ecstasy, and therefore all of those who came in contact with him were given these gold coins and jewels of divine realization just by being in contact with him. Now, the particular incident which I would like to describe to all of you today is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in a place called Udupi. This was the seat of a great, great spiritual master, Madhvacharya, who had been there in the 12th century, and who is the founder of a particular lineage to which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aligned himself. It's the Madhva Sampradaya. So Madhvacharya was a very unusual personality. It is said that as a child he did all kinds of miracles. For instance, once his father had run into debt, and the merchant who had borrowed him money came to collect the money, but there was nothing there in the household. The father of Madhvacharya was totally immersed in the study of scriptures, and he didn't make any money. So Madhvacharya just went into the kitchen. At that time he was only known as Madhva. And he took some tamarind seeds, touched them, and transformed them into gold coins, and gave these gold coins to the merchant, who was satisfied. My God, I'm getting more than I loaned to this family. When his mother felt his separation, little Madhva felt it in his heart, and he jumped sometimes from a faraway hill into the presence of his mother to comfort her. He took sannyas when he was only 12 years old. By that time, he was what we would call a child prodigy. You know, he knew all the scriptures, and he would walk through India and engage in a Shastric debate with the biggest scholar of his times and convince them of bhakti. In fact, his journeys brought him so far that he came to Badrikashrama in the Himalayas, and from there climbed with his powerfully built body high into the mountains, where he met Vyasadeva and presented to him his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. What is the event which brings Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very close now in contact with Madhvacharya, although he had been there, let us say, 300 years before his time, was something else. Once Madhvacharya sat at the coast of Udupi. I have been there also. It's a beautiful sand beach. I remember palm trees, and he was meditating on Lord Krishna. When all of a sudden, he felt he should open his closed eyes, and he saw on the ocean a large ship being in danger. There was a storm and high waves, and the boat was already almost lying on the side. So Madhvacharya, knowing well the currents which were there, began to give signs by waving his uttariya so that the captain of the boat had an orientation where to go and use the currents which would bring him to the coast. And after a time of maneuvering the boat arrived safely at the banks or at the beach. The captain said to the saint, "We owe you our life. What can we do? We were on our way back to Dwaraka. Our boat is full with goods. Tell me, can we give you something?" And Madhvacharya closed his eyes and in his transcendental vision saw something that he wanted. He said, "In your boat there is a big chunk of Gopi Chandan. This is dried clay." And in fact, the captain says, "Yes, we use this to keep the boat in the right position. It lies down there. Would you like to have this? This is practically without value." Madhvat said, "Yes, I only want this, nothing else." So the captain took all his people and a few extra people who were there on the beach to carry this heavy lump, which was used for the boat, to the beach. And Madhvacharya lovingly received the lump. It was so heavy that 30 people struggled to carry it. So when Madhvacharya, with his strong built body, accepted the lump, it broke. And out came a beautiful deity of Nartaka Gopal, the dancing Gopal. Madhvacharya took this deity, which was solid, and carried it into his temple. He walked very swiftly and he composed 20 beautiful hymns in glorification of his beloved Lord Gopal. This deity is still worshipped in a good style, and I had the opportunity to see this most beautiful deity with my very eyes. It has a stick used for cow herding in one hand and a lump of food in the other, and depicts Krishna of Vrindavan, the transcendental cow herder, who is always carrying some rice and sweets which Mother Yashoda has prepared for him. This deity is very nicely worshipped. I remember when I was there, they brought a little calf into the deity room early in the morning. Then they brought a cow, and the cow, listen to this, while it was in the deity room, passed cow dung. It splattered all over. And the priests were in ecstasy. They liked this so much because they knew Krishna is a cowherd boy. He likes cows, and He has no problem with cow dung. It belongs to the atmosphere of Vrindavan. I still remember that. So yes, this deity was also the deity whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for a long time before this beautiful deity. When you see the deity today, you see the deity has turned. They had to rebuild the altar. This was because one of the devotees who was a cobbler had been denied entry to the temple. The caste-conscious brahmanas were thinking, oh, a cobbler who is handling leather is a highly inauspicious fellow, so he cannot come into the temple. And they had excluded him from the darshans. So this great devotee, I forgot his name, but it starts with K, had sat before the temple and had sung beautiful songs of devotion, where he expressed his heart that, my Lord, I cannot maintain my life without seeing you, without having your darshan. And the Lord had responded. He sent a terrible earthquake. The temple walls broke so that there was an opening in the wall, and the deity turned around, I think 90 degrees, to look through that opening in the wall and give his darshan to this devotee. This deity, in other words, is highly active and highly responsive. And this brings me to a very important point of the Chaitanya, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. When we go into the temple visit Lord Krishna and see him, the act of seeing is not ours. It is Krishna who sees us. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took darshan in his temple and he had forgotten his glasses. He couldn't see without his glasses. So one of his servants said, Guru Maharaj, I get your glasses, then you can see better. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this is not the idea of darshan. The idea of darshan is not to try to see God. We cannot see God anyways. What can these eyes see? They are matter. They can only see matter. They cannot see the transcendental form of the Lord. The point is that we are seen by the Lord. This is the main point of darshan. And then he coined his famous phrase, which Prabhupada repeated a lot to us. He said, don't try to see God, but act in a way in which you, in which God wants to see you. The question which you might ask is, what can we do when we go to the deities be recognized by him, be noticed by the deity, be seen by him? And the first point I want to say is, you should dance full of joy before the deities and dance. Then you should reveal confidentially what is in your heart to Krishna, as if you meet your best friends. Oh my Lord, I have difficulties with this. Please help me. And then you should bow down, pay your full obeisances before the deities. Because with these obeisances, you will become very happy. During these obeisances, don't forget the idea that of Namaha. Na means not, and Ma means I. Not the false ego, not what I think I am, not what I tell myself about me, not what I want the world to know about me. No, I deny this, and I'm now offering my obeisances and hoping to become free from the false illusion of being my story, so to say. So yes, this is a little bit about deity worship or of Lord Chaitanya when he had darshan. There are many other things you can do, but let's start with these. Now, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had danced for a long time before the deity of in Udupi, before the dancing Gopal, that's how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes him, something very unusual happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing that he wanted a connection to this sampradaya, asked to speak with the spiritual leader of the place, the acharya. Now, at first, all the followers of Madhvacharya who had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming in, this charismatic personality, had thought he was a Mayavadi sannyasi. That means someone who held a total different philosophical opinion than they. And there was quite some, let me say, struggling between these Mayavadis or followers of Shankara and Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya took a lot of effort to establish that the Supreme Lord had a form, had a name, had qualities and wonderful pastimes, whereas Shankaracharya mostly in his preaching denied this. So there was some struggle, some friction. And when the followers of Madhvacharya saw this unknown sannyasi who attracted such crowds, they were a little bit apprehensive. They did not want to speak with him. But when they saw, of course, Lord Chaitanya dancing and crying and doing all the things which Mahaprabhu did when he danced and fell in ecstasy, they understood he has so much bhakti. And they gave him a reception and arranged that he would meet the Tattva Acharya, this great Acharya who was a learned, very learned Vaishnava. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the communication or conversation with asking a question. This question is a good question to discuss whenever you meet spiritual people, but it is also a good question for if you want to have a spiritual discussion with devotees of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya asked, what is the satya, what is the ultimate end of spiritual perfection? And what is the way to get there? Isn't that a nice conversation when you meet someone, you ask them, what do you consider the perfection of your life? And what do you do to get there? What is the sadhana, the spiritual practice which brings you there? So the Tattvacharya gave the following answer. The ultimate purpose of life is to obtain liberation from material existence and to join Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha planets. And the way you do this, you get there, is by following the codes and the rules of the Varnashram system. That answer was not much different than the answer which I received on my visit to Udupi. I also went to meet one acharya, one of the leading sannyasis, and I asked him a similar question. I asked him, what do you consider the goal of life and how to get there? And he said to me, yeah, the goal is liberation from material existence, and you get there by taking care of the cows. I thought, this is it all? To take care of cows? I was not agreeable. Then he saw my obvious frustration and he said, and chanting Hare Krishna sometimes to pacify me. But his answer was in total harmony with what they believe in Udupi. Taking care of cows is obviously one of the things they do in the Varnashram system. They protect cows, and brahmanas, and so on. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him and he said, well, in the Bhagavatam we find that the ultimate goal of life is to develop love, ecstatic love for Krishna. And this is done, and not liberation. Liberation is what the yogis and jnanis want. And this is done by chanting the holy names, not by performing ritual activities. That's what the karmis do. And he quoted a verse to the Tattva Acharya, which I want to sing for you, to give you the idea. I hope I can find it. Yes. I think you will like this verse. Evam vratasva priyanamakirtya yatanurago trutachitta uchai hasatya toroditi roti gayati unmaravanityati lokabaya. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy names of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, he cries, he becomes agitated and he chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. I remember a discussion which I had a few days ago with an anthropologist. You know, that these are the people who study societies, groups, they study the psychology, the sociology, and he asked the question, why do we need a religion? And first we needed to clarify what he means with the word religion, and then what I understand the word to mean. But we came in our discussion to a very important point. We said, in one sense, Krishna consciousness is not really following the guidelines of mundane religion, which either keeps moral principles in the forefront, that means which is influenced by karma, or which wants liberation from the world. No, we are people who follow the ecstasy of glorifying the Lord, loving and trying to develop love for the Lord. We are this is different. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. And yes, the Tattva Acharya said, wow, your quotation from the Bhagavatam is also accepted by me. But see, I'm doing this so long, I better keep the party line, which I have learned. But what you said is totally right. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in the end, I'm very happy to hear your answer. I want to say, in your practice, there's a lot of karma and jnana, which I see, a lot of obeying the rules of this world and to attain something heavenly. But I can see one great advantage. You have firm faith in the form of the Lord. You worship the form of the Lord with all your heart. This I can see as very wonderful. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement became connected with this Madhvacharya, but Madhvacharya's line, but not before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given his concept, his particular contribution into the ear of these this lineage. The same thing we see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Keshava Bharati. He gave him, his sannyas guru, the sannyas mantra, which was a Krishna mantra, and then said, isn't that the mantra I should chant? The Keshava Bharati, his sannyas guru, overwhelmed by the ecstatic presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, yes, 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 chant this mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in other words, moves through the spirituality of his times in his own mood, and he impregnates or infuses bhakti or prema bhakti, love of Godhead, to all these philosophical, theological, religious movements of his time, and in this way elevates and purifies the Sampradaya. So while I'm talking like this, I must say I have lost the time here. Now I see the time. Yes, I see it is already time for all of us to go now and bring this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the core of our hearts. I want to guide you now in this special Gora meditation out here in the park. We have a few, a good number of devotees with us who are all behind the cameras. I request you to sit properly, take your seat, and also you who are seeing me in the camera, please now put everything else aside. Find a comfortable and steady pose on your chairs or wherever you are. We will now do a little Gora meditation and end with Kirtan. Good. Which tonality? Yeah. Very good. When you are ready, please place your hands, palms up on your knees. And close your eyes. Mentally scan and relax your body, part by part. Start by bringing your awareness to your feet. Then move up to your knees, your hip bones, and relax. Move your awareness to your belly. Bring the belly muscles towards the spine and lengthen your whole upper body. Bring your attention to your chest and relax both belly and chest. Good. Bring your attention to your back. Relax. Bring your attention to the shoulders, the arms, elbows, hands, and relax. I feel you can all relax your shoulders a little bit more. Just let them move down. Bring your awareness to the back of your neck, the back of your head, the top of your skull, and relax. And now bring your attention to your face, the facial muscles. It's the face which you show to the world. Just relax. Once again, sweep with your attention through your body. Starting from the feet, going up to the sitting bones, your upper body and shoulder, and your face, and relax all remaining tension. Now gently lengthen your in and exhale. And you breathe in. Be conscious that you breathe in. And you breathe out. Remain conscious of your outgoing breath. In and out. Smooth and even breaths. Notice how your mind settles in. Now bring your awareness to your heart area. Draw an image of the moon into your heart. See the gentle silver rays and envision how the light becomes more radiant at each moment. Absorb the soothing energy. Now allow the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya rise within that light. He is also known as Gaurachandra, the moon-like Lord Gaura. In your mind's eye, see his beautiful forehead. See the lotus eyes, which are very large, like the petals of a lotus flower. See his lips. And see his expression of love, of unconditional kindness that extends to one and all. And while you contemplate this beautiful face in your heart, sing the holy names. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Everybody, oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One last time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very, very much in participating, both behind the cameras, that is those who are sitting in the park, and also those, and that is the vast majority of you who are joining us online for this. And I just wanted to really bring your attention one more time back to this amazing way in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with the acharya, teacher of the Madhva Sampradaya. He brought him to an understanding of the transcendental or entirely spiritual dimension, which is totally separated and beyond mundane forms of religions. It's the Krishna-centered understanding, whereby you meet through the processes of bhakti the Lord in the heart and become totally moved, changed, and ecstatic, full of love in his presence. In the end, I like to share with you this song which my friend Bhakti Charu Maharaj used to sing. If Sri Gauranga had not appeared, if Chaitanya had not appeared, then what would have become of us? How would we have survived? Who could have taught the world about the glories of Srimati Radharani and the topmost limit of prema rasa, or love? Who would have had true insight to enter the sweet ecstasy of the forest of Vrindavan, of Vrindadevi actually, and the power of rendering loving service to Krishna in the mood of the gopis? No? This particular type of braj bhakti, ecstatic devotion, is the true nature of the soul, beyond all self-serving forms of mundane religiosity. Good. I thank you very, very much. It is a genuine pleasure. Please try to bring that meditation which you have done into your daily life, where you first meditate about the light of the moon, the chandra in your heart, and from inside that light, let the beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu appear in the innermost core of your heart. And in this way, he will drive away all the inauspicious things which may still hide in some corners of the heart. Thank you very much, and see you sometime soon again. Hare Krishna. Good, finished. So, everyone, please stay for a moment longer. Ich weiß es nicht, soll ich in Englisch sprechen oder in Deutsch? Wir haben polnische Gäste. Spricht ihr Deutsch? Mehr Englisch, oder? Better English. Good. I just wanted to say something which is very much in my heart. When I saw Kunya Bihari was walking from the train station to the castle, and we could have his wonderful association in the car, I said that whenever we as human beings come into a new situation, we have two opportunities. One is we can lament that the things which were there in the old situation are not available to us. Like, for instance, I could lament the whole day with Gaur Krishna, oh, we cannot travel any longer, like we used to do. No, we could just lament, ah, feel so bad, we can't travel any longer, and we can't eat all the things which they serve in the temple, and so on. I could go like this, or I could say, okay, this new situation has brought me to new insights. What are these new insights? And I could apply the wisdom which I gained then to my life. Now, most of us lament when we are taken out of an old situation. Oh, it used to be so nice. It used to be so good. And so on. Was it so good? Were we so satisfied in that old situation? That's a question we can ask. Most of us lament, like I found myself lamenting at the beginning of Kartik. Oh, I can't go to Vrindavan. I liked so much to go to Vrindavan. I couldn't even go to Rügen, another place, isolated place. But I thought, what is the use of lamenting? Let me do what is possible in this situation so that something new can grow that is better than the old thing. And I think this is an exercise which every one of us might like or need to do. We always, our mind always goes to the lamenting phase, because there are psychological reasons which we don't need to go into here. I think soon everything will change here. I hope that the lessons which we all have made will not change. I hope we have realized things and will go ahead with strength and respond to the new situations which will come in mature ways. Mature means we just focus on what we can do, what is our thing to do, and as we do this, it will increase. Our influence will increase in that. Yeah, but one thing we can do for in the new realities, we can continue with our Gora meditations. I kept, as you know, I was putting more emphasis on the internet, on these things, but I kept doing my Gora meditations. I will do them everywhere. Even in Alaska, because I think that is something I'm meant to do. My name is also like that, Satchinandan, you know. So let me focus. This I can only, I have to give up this when I die. Then only I cannot speak. But still, almost to the last minute I can speak. I'm very convinced as I do this that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a real personality, and I really want to recommend you, why not try to meditate about Lord Chaitanya when you go to bed, no? It's doch eine gute Sache, neue Sache. Thank you, Gadana and Kalakanta, for bringing this very nice. This is an illustration to the first verse of Madhurya Kadambini, where it said, Lord Chaitanya has brought with him a cloud bank of nectar. And the verse says, I hope that this cloud will also sprinkle me, who am standing in the desert, far away from Lord Chaitanya. Like, you know, a cloud usually has only localized rain. And when it's raining here in Berlin, there may be no rain. Or when it's raining in Berlin, there may be no rain here. So the devotees pray, I hope that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya will also come over me and drench me, who am a crippled tree in the desert. This is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Gadada has this picture, but it's not his, it is mine, but I have borrowed it, no? Das ist doch klar, ne? Ja, ja.
Ich habe schon fast vergessen, aber man muss das immer wieder
aufmachen. Ja. Nee, aber es ist gerne bei dir, also gerne bei dir. Nein, ich habe es nicht gesagt, weil ich es zurückhaben will, sondern, ja. It was given to me, and then I gave it to Gadada just to, for safekeeping. Yeah. That's the idea. The mercy comes down by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda also. And may we stand at the right place that we get it. Let us not run too far away, that the rain will not come on us. No, Madhupati, not too far away. Good.